King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
And we're back with Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrine with Rod Schreckengaust and the visiting Mandy Pinto.
Hey, hey.
And this is actually our exposed segment that we normally call it, but since Mariana and Monique and, well, John's halfway here.
I'm here.
He's here.
So I'm here.
He's in the house.
We usually say Monique's halfway here because of the fact that she's only
she's
four.
She's halfway
four
anywhere,
foot,
yeah.
Well.
4 foot
something.
She's halfway anywhere. She's...
We love you, Monique, if you're listening out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Monique and Mariana are slackers. I just want them to know this officially, that I'm calling them both slackers. And
you know,
brutal.
You know, I'm thinking since we have one of the my favorite worship leaders, but I think one of the top worship leaders around here, that we really concentrate on worship in this segment, that we just have an opportunity here. And I think our listeners would be blessed by being able to be a part of worship. And I kind of want to segue by saying what a great thing that both you and Andrea were saying about having a family and supporters and how much of a difference that makes. And I know because when I grew up, my parents were totally non-musical, and so it was a real struggle. There's no support. What a difference it makes to have that. So parents out there, encourage your kids in their gift. Don't just give them the, well, you better have a backup career thing. Really encourage them as creatives and nurture that, because that gifting is something God has given them, and that's what God can use to bless the world too.
You know, Rod, that's a great point, to not have as a backup. Or have something as a backup. Mm. I have seen people that are called to lead, and their parents actually put such an emphasis on a certain career that that person isn't able to allow their ministry work to get to the level that it could, because they're so busy trying to either make their parents happy or busy trying to, well, I may or may not make it. It comes down to trust. Trusting God that if he's called you to something, yeah, of course there's going to be rough times. There are times, well, I don't know anything. I don't know if I'm going to be working 1 week or not. Right. But that's the leap of faith that we take when we're called. And everybody has different callings.
Mm. That's great.
You know, get online too. Get connected at worshipfactory.net for networking. Definitely stay online. So important for us to be able to reach out to one another. And being online, we can't connect all over the world, which is interesting about the internet. So it's like a Facebook, Twitter. Get online, get connected to one another, support one another, encourage one another, but also collaborate with one another. But, you know, we are taking this time. You know, it's a little bit different outside the box from Worship Factory and the exposed segment, as we normally sit in on. But since Mariana and Monique are out of town, we've been so honored to have Mandy Pinto in studio with us, and there's no one else that I would rather be having worship, leading worship, than I would Mandy Pinto. And so we're going to actually take this time, Rod, to be able to spend some time with Mandy doing what God has called her to do in her life as a worship leader. And so, Mandy, if you can just take us into that area and that space, just have a great time with it, and stay tuned. You're going to be blessed by this time with Mandy Pinto.
Oh.
Or give him the headphones.
Oh, yeah, I can just give him the headset. That works, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That works out better. I'd rather have...
It's all good.
Mixing.
Okay.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. And without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour. sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Yes, where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. So teach my soul to rise to you. When temptations come my way, and when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. And when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. Oh God, how I need you.
Mandy Pinto on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Worship Factory. Get online, get connected. We can't say it enough. We'll be right back. No, I don't want to be right back.
We're not going anywhere.
Go stick math. We'll go back. Okay. We'll come back.
Fooled you.
Hold it. We lied. Sorry. Just want to see if you're listening.
3.5
Three and a half.
No. 4 minutes.
We've got 4 minutes. Okay. So I'm going to reset. But we can do the reset right there. Yeah. We can do reset. Okay. Yeah, reset right there, and then we just get into talking about...
more worship stuff.
We'll get into it.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yep.
4 minutes. 3, 2, 1.
And this is Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM, and I'm Kim DeBrine with Rod Schreckengast, and that was Mandy Pinto.
In studio
with us right here, live in studio, our real-life church up in Valencia, California, worship leader. And she leads us every single Sunday, or most every single Sunday. Sometimes she's out of town at some, you know, some big event somewhere. She's doing something out there.
Something.
You know, we were going back to what we were talking about, how important it is just for parents. You know, I just don't want to go back and get into that a little bit. You know, Mandy, obviously you were brought up. I mean, your father still sings, still does percussion, plays percussion.
Oh, he's not
real
bad.
Life. Yeah, if he practiced a little bit, he might make it. He might make it. You know, I love to see him up there. JP is also plays drums as well and does a little bit of this and that. And
he'll appreciate the shout out. Trust me.
Yeah, we love your dad.
He loves you guys too.
And if you're in the area of Valencia, California, and don't have a place to connect or go to church, then obviously get over to Real Life Church. It's really moving and things really happening.
Yeah, and that's great because it is a creative community. We just are, in fact, we're in the middle of the show. It's the last night of Godspell. So they're actually getting into the dramatic arts as well. So it's wonderful to be in a community of creatives like that.
You know, I want to talk to those guys, too, out there. You know, this weekend also is the Harvest Crusade, which good friend Greg Laurie is actually out there in Angel Stadium. So if you get a chance, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, last night and then Saturday and Sunday tomorrow, if you get a chance. But also we're doing a little bit of a show ourselves there, Rod, tomorrow.
That's right. This is going to be a lot of fun. I just wish we had Mandy. That's the only person.
Jeez,
well, maybe
guys.
Not the only person, wow. But there's a few left at Real Life Church that we didn't get into our concert. Yeah, I know.
There wouldn't anybody over there if we borrowed all of Mandy.
Show up and everybody, your crickets, you know.
But you've got Monique that's going to be there. Oh, you've got Andrea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lou Rain. Come on, Lou Rain.
Kiefer's playing drums.
Fantastic. Yeah, got Mark Kiefer on drums. Yeah. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. So I know we're going to have to close out here in a little bit, but since I have a person of worship here, I just kind of want to hear about the heart of worship. What does it mean to be a worshiper? What, when you hear that, and what would you want to communicate to people that we're talking about worship, what does that mean?
Well, worship is, I mean, to me, because there's so many different, a lot of people have different perceptions of what worship is. But for me, it is just a surrender, a call to surrender, a call to acknowledge everything that God is and everything that I am not. Mm. It's a sacrifice. You know, in scripture we read, bring your sacrifice of praise. And for me, it's a tremendous sacrifice to say, okay, God, I trust that you're in control of my life. I trust that you're with me. So every time I, you know, it's not really just about singing. It's about all kinds of, you know, expressing your love for God in all different kinds of ways. But specifically to singing, I would say it's just an act of sacrifice and to God. And I just encourage people to just be authentic in your worship. I think a lot of people feel intimidated, this corporate worship scene. And, you know, it's weird. It can be weird to some mm-hmm. people singing, but to not be nervous or weird about it. Just be who you are. You know, you don't have to be raising hand. If God calls you to do that, do that. If you want to be sitting down or kneeling, do that. Just be yourself before God.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, what's amazing, too, is that also one thing I could encourage is trying to get on time when you're getting to church. These people that are involved in worship leading, and they're out there and they're going five services, and they're there from 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is, to the end of the evening, and they're doing what they're doing. The best thing we can do for them as well is to honor that time as far as that goes, to get into church, get in your seats, get comfortable as far as that goes, and enjoy the time of worship. These are people that have committed their life to doing what they're doing for God's glory, and they continue to do it day after day, and it's not an easy task.
No.
Mandy Pinto, we've been so blessed.
Thank you, guys.
Honored.
Thank you.
Wow.
I love you guys.
You, love you.
And I love Worship Factory.
Oh, my goodness.
Incredible.
And you've been listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. Get online, get connected, stay connected. And we'll be back next week here right on KKLA. Take care. Have a great week.